Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you and welcome to this broadcast on CJMQ Radio of the Word of Grace for the 28th of January 2024. The congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church Sherbrooke is pleased to bring you this broadcast, and my name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the congregation. We're glad to have you joining us on air or online, but you can join with us in person on Sunday mornings at 10:30 at our premises at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville. Or indeed, you can join us online through Facebook or YouTube. We're moving on in the Jesus story and turning to some of the lectionary readings that many churches use to guide their worship. And today we learn of Jesus' authority over evil. But first, words from Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures for ever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant for ever. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the wisdom behind all mystery, the glory hidden in all that makes us wonder, the strength in all that nourishes. You are the one God who created all things and for whom we exist. You raised up among your people your Son and our teacher, Jesus of Nazareth. And with words and deeds of authority, he has taught us not the knowledge that puffs up, but the love that builds up. You put your holy words in his mouth, and at his word even the demons fall silent. And when he was killed, you raised him to life, and now it's through him that we exist, and in him that the crippling grip of death is broken forever. And so we express our praise and gratitude for all the good that we have experienced, knowing it all comes from your hand, for you are Creator, Christ, and Spirit, ever three and ever one. Gracious God, we confess that there are many times we forget you. We focus on what troubles us and ignore the help you offer. We seek wisdom and meaning in the wrong places. In thoughtless moments we harm the earth and each other. Forgive us. Remind us to live each day focused on your purposes, revealed in Christ who loves us. Hear the good news. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. New life has begun. Thanks be to God that we can make a new start, forgiven and set free. Source of wisdom, still our minds as we listen to the scriptures. Send your Spirit to keep us alert and attuned to your life-giving word this day. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, at verse 21. Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching? And with such authority? He even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him." News about Jesus spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Amen.
About his cross.
There is an old story about a gathering in which a noted actor was called upon to give an oration. He stood up, cleared his throat, and recited the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," with perfect dramatization, inflection, and so on. And when he finished, the room was filled with applause. And then an elderly priest set forward and proceeded to recite the same words. But when he finished, there was not a sound in the room, but nearly every eye was filled with tears. Someone asked the actor what the difference had been. "Well, you see," he said, "there's no doubt that I know the 23rd Psalm backwards and forwards, but the padre here, well, he knows the shepherd." The gospel story today tells us that the people were amazed because Jesus taught with authority and that he commanded even the unclean spirits. The word for authority that's used twice in the gospel text today is the Greek word exousia, which means literally out of being. An author, for example, author, authority, same root. An author is someone who speaks out of his or her own being, their own experience. As with the old priest in the story, Jesus spoke out of his being, out of who he was, out of where he came from. And people could sense that, and they were drawn to him on account of it. In him, they saw something different than they saw in the scribes and the teachers of the law. The people were amazed because Jesus taught with authority. They were impressed by how he taught and what he taught. They were awed, in fact, by his very person. But they were even more amazed, even more impressed, when the man with the demon entered the synagogue, and this demon, this unclean spirit within the man, recognized the authority of Jesus and cried out. And then Jesus, by the simple command, "Be quiet and come out," cast the demon out of the man. Are there demons in our churches, in our lives? Are there even such things as demons? Well, I'm certainly a product of a 20th and 21st century scientific worldview. I believe there's an explanation for so many natural phenomena in our world, and that empirical research is one of the best ways to study and understand our world. Science is a tool by which we explore the universe and the works of God. I used to be a chemistry teacher, not a qualified one and not a very good one. And yet I believe that there are things in this universe which are more than we can touch and see and feel. There is, for example, goodness and love and truth. And these things bring light and life into our lives. They bring to us a wholesomeness that's beyond our simple experience of eating and drinking and sleeping. We cannot see love and goodness, but we know and experience both of them. Ultimately, of course, as a Christian minister, I believe in so much more than simply goodness and truth as ideas or social forces. I believe in an entity and being and personality who, though he is invisible, nonetheless exerts an influence upon the world. That personality, that being, that God revealed himself in Jesus, and that is the authority that was recognized when Jesus spoke. Now, in much the same way as I believe in a social force of goodness, I believe in a social force of evil. In ancient societies, people avoided darkness and protected their homes against demons. They put special markings on their doorposts. At special times, they put jack-o'-lanterns on their stoops and kept themselves hidden away in their homes during the witching hour. But today, people avoid dark places and protect their homes against crime and random violence. They put signs in their windows saying they are protected by alarms. They put motion sensors and lights up, and they remain at home when groups of young people are roaming about on the streets. And the results today are the same as the results so long ago. People are bound by a type of fear, even terror, that robs them of a good quality of life. There are forces of evil that make life, dare we say it, hell. Today people are possessed by lusts and addictions that have the same result. Something else controls them and makes their lives unmanageable, unbearable, unpleasant in the extreme. But from there we might go on to talk about the source of evil. And are there not invisible powers? And not just the demons that modern psychology tells us about, the fears and anxieties and appetites that crouch in the dark places of people's hearts and minds and control them until we shine the light of day upon them. But are there not also spiritual powers that take over a person's soul when the door is left open to them, those powers that often have ancient names, if they have names at all? The reading opened with people being astounded at the way Jesus teaches, for he doesn't teach like the scribes, like those who are always saying, "Rabbi so-and-so said this," or "the prophet said that," but rather he simply proclaims the word of God from inside himself. And Jesus says what he says as if his word should be enough. And from other passages in the Gospel, we know that some people are offended by his way of teaching, by his person. Who does this carpenter think he is, and what is he doing? The demon in today's reading answers that question when it cries out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus is the Holy One of God. That's why he can speak with such authority. His words and God's words are one. But more than that, and here's the point of today's gospel reading, Jesus has the power and authority to banish evil from our lives. Oh, it may not be demon possession in the way it was in the gospel story, but we all live under the shadow and in the shade of powers and principalities that would obscure the light and the life of God in us. Jesus comes to take away the darkness. We gather in churches because we found in Jesus the leader who can enable us to see how we too are enmeshed in the ways of darkness and give us the hope and the courage to follow him in breaking free and finding new life and hope. When we seek him, when we gather in his name, Jesus is present and evil is confronted and brokenness is embraced, that wholeness might be known, that salvation might be tasted, and the tormented might be set free. As we diminish, he increases in us. As we let go our own understanding, his truth grows in us. As we acknowledge our weakness, his power is magnified in us. As we follow him, his life-giving word is able to go forth from us. And as he was able to expose and cast out the unclean spirits, so we too will be ones who bring healing and wholeness to the world. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander astray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
We bless you, Lord, for your power and your might, and for how you deign to use your authority over all things for good instead of for ill. We turn to you, Lord, at this time because we can trust you to do what's right. Help us, we pray, to be like you, ones who build rather than destroy, who cure rather than infect, who love rather than hate. Lord, keep our minds and our hearts fixed on the example of Jesus Christ, our ears and our eyes focused on the word you speak and write for our good. Awaken within us the awareness of the authority you have given us to act in your name. When we work, Help us to do it by your power. When we speak, to do so with your wisdom. When we step forth, to do so in the fullness of prayer and in the presence and fullness of your Spirit. Gracious God, as the disciples brought others to Jesus, that he might lay his hands upon their lives and bless them, we offer our thoughts and prayers for people we bring to you now. We come to you who is able to do so much more than we can imagine. We come to you because already, risen and ascended Jesus, before the throne of God, you pray for us and all whom we would bring to you. Receive our prayers, Lord. Some are for people we love. Others are for people we find hard to love. Some are for people who are happy. Others are for people in pain. Some are for people we know. Others for people known by you. In the quiet moments we pray. We pray for our own circle of family and friends. Heal, bless, lead, and encourage them. We pray for neighbors and strangers in our community who face struggles and sorrows we can't even imagine. We pray for those who are enslaved and ensnared in evil, perhaps by social forces beyond our understanding, perhaps by spiritual forces beyond our recognition. Savior Jesus, Son of God, we discover in you that life has overcome death, that goodness has triumphed over evil, that forgiveness has won the victory over sin, that love has conquered hate. In you we renew our faith and commitment to your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Glory be to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and for always. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.